This is what God would say to you and to me right now. He says, preach the word. And the word, preach the word, means to herald it, to give it out, to proclaim the word of God. This is very important. It's sort of a rallying cry. It is sort of like a motto. It's like that which people respond to. You remember we had such a thing during World War II. Remember Pearl Harbor. And way back in the Spanish and American War was remember the Maine. And it's a rallying cry. This is a rallying cry to you today, friends, and to me. Herald the word. Give out the word of God. And the expression I've adopted, and many of you are giving it back to me, is, let's get out the word. And that's exactly what Paul is saying here. Preach the word. Now he says, be diligent, in season, out of season. That means that if they wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you ought to be able to give out the word of God. And the thing's important that we give out the word of God. Now, this doesn't mean that you're to preach about the word of God. I went to my denominational seminary, and we had a wiseacre student there in our class, and he'd come up with some good ones. He was a boy from North Carolina. And one day he said to the professor, he says, you know, you could graduate from this seminary and never own a Bible. You know why? Because we studied about the Bible. Very little study of the Bible. And it means that we are not to preach about the Word, but preach the Word. And then there's something else rather subtle here. He didn't say preach from the Word. He didn't say take a text and then go everywhere preaching the gospel. Someone has said that a text is a pretext that's taken out of its context, and it's used by many today in just that way. It means to preach the Word of God. Give out the Word of God. Preach the Word. Be diligent in season, out of season. And that word in our translation is be instant. Diligent is what it is in the New Scofield. I like that. But I like another word. Be urgent. In other words, there's a compulsion upon us. And this should be our attitude. I tell you, we should just be standing there chafing at the bit, ready to give out the word of God. And as we said, in season, out of season, doesn't make any difference what time of the year it is, under what circumstances, 2 o'clock in the morning, give it out. Now he says, we're to reprove. And that, I think, is a better word than we have here. Actually, it's convict. And I believe that here, that would be a better word. Convict. It should be given with conviction. And rebuke here, actually, it means to threaten. I tell you, I shared the pulpit of a black minister here in Los Angeles not too long ago. He's a wonderful man of God, and I preach for him from time to time. And I want to tell you, he really threatened his people. I wish that more ministers had the courage that that man had. He really threatened them. And he said he didn't want any deacons that were not going to deek. If they didn't intend to deek, he didn't want them on the board. And the word here is threaten. And exhort here. The word exhort here actually means to comfort. And there are times when we need to recognize that. There are times to comfort. And then with all long-suffering. That means a lot of patience. And doctrine. Now, doctrine means teaching. Every minister, I think, should have a teaching ministry. And this is what the man of God's to do today. If we've been called, then we are to preach the word. And preach the word means to do this.